All right, and now we get to hear about the views that mother and daughter had of each other as a result of this discussion.
Oh, well, I can go first. How I was endlessly impressed with, I was kind of in a mom role where mom-daughter, and that was pretty solid for me. And I had not seen Hallie as a working professional. So for me, I got schooled in how talented she is and her working style. And I just was so impressed by her creative abilities in bringing out the best in this. And it was just a joy to work together. It was just one of the great joys of my life was working with her on this.
How about you, Hallie?
Yeah, I think we each had kind of an interesting experience of kind of by working on this project that used each of our skills, like me as an illustrator and comics artist and my mom as a writer. We kind of, for the first time, actually had those sides of ourselves, like, interact. And so, yeah, I saw my mom as this very kind of confident writer, and she had so much belief in the project that I kind of didn't have the entire time. In the beginning, I was certainly seeking it out, but and really putting everything into it, but I think I let some of my self-doubt seep in, because, you know, we were trying to sell a book, and I was like, I think I just wasn't as confident that people would want to read a book about this topic. And my mom was so passionate about it, and her belief in it never wavered, and that's something I was so grateful for, and I hope to absorb any of that, because I think she was completely right. And I think my kind of attitude was like the bratty child who is kind of too cool to hope for to like have a real dream, you know.
Yeah.
And my mom really really just put all of her faith in it, and I think that the, you know, our publisher saw that people were kind of desperate to read a book like this, and we've heard from readers. So I think she's right, and I think I just learned my mom's strength as a collaborator and as an artist. So
yeah. Originally then, was your idea, Hallie, to just let this be something between you and your mother, and at some point later it evolved into let's share this with the rest of the world?
Yeah, so originally I kind of imagined it would just be like, I don't even know, like a binder or something that...
exactly.
That I felt like I would be comforted if I knew it was on the shelf. And it was a big shift when we both kind of realized that maybe, yeah, like this could be something for others. And I've always in my own work had a lot of belief in, like, there's some real power in telling a personal story, and the specificity of your own experience is really powerful when you can express that. And so that's kind of what we tried to accomplish here, is like the project did not really change as far as our goal for it. We still made exactly the book that I wanted. We tried to make it so accurate to our specific relationship and our specific experience. And that was because we knew that, you know, if we tried to appeal to the broadest audience possible and tried to give moms advice about, like, someone completely, you know, having a completely different life experience than me, there would be really a lot of that genuine voice lost. And so we just kept the book almost exactly the same, except that we were thinking, okay, how will I illustrate this? And, you know, eventually we brought my agent in and, you know, figured out who we might want to work with as far as a publisher. And so I think the project, the heart of it is still that family project. It is still my request to her. It's exactly what I wanted. It's just something that we made in a way that others can share it.
Gotcha. So you mentioned that a lot of this had to do with coverage of grief and how to move through that. What are some of the other specific items that you all addressed in this discussion slash book?
Well, a lot of the questions that I had, because I was imagining, you know, if you never know, like, when you're going to lose your parent. For me, my mom is healthy, so it was sort of just, okay, well, let's say hypothetically she dies tomorrow or something. I was kind of going off of that, you know, from someone in their mid-20s and thinking, there's all these life experiences that I have ahead of me that if my mom wasn't around, I would want to know what she would say. What would she say if I was, you know, had my heart broken? Or what would she tell me if I was having a hard time at work, or if I, you know, was having any of these big life events, like the, you know, my first child being born, or even in my old age, if I'm ill and really being hit with the fact of my own mortality. Those are things that our parents aren't always allowed to accompany us on by just the virtue of their mortality. So I asked her about all of that. I asked her about everything that I could imagine I would encounter. And it really came from my personal life. Like, when we were writing the book, I was kind of considering moving in with my boyfriend. So one of the questions I asked her was like, oh, how do you know when you're ready to move in with someone? And you know, how do you know when it's time? And so, yeah, that's really a lot of what we covered. And, you know, part of it has to do with the grief, but a lot of it is just not wanting to miss out on asking my mom about all these things that, you know, if I wouldn't necessarily think to do that otherwise, to cover my entire future with someone.
So. Yeah. Questions about life. Go ahead, Susie.
Oh, some of it were things that I jumped ahead and go, oh, I remember being with when Hallie was in intensive care at the age of 18 months. So then, you know, that led to a segment of, you know, this is what you do when you're waiting in the hospital for the prognosis or some sign of hope. And, you know, all these things that people if they live to 50, 60, 70, 80, they've gone through so much of this. And Hallie has that yet to come, worrying about a child, deep into a love relationship. And the advice is very specific and often humorous. And we have a lot of recipes, too, because of the all the family heritage that's contained in recipes that you pass down. And we love to cook and talk as we cook. So the recipes are, I think a lot of families can relate to that. And there's quite a bit of humor in there. So it's not a particularly fabulous cookbook element, but it's meant to say that cooking is how we've bonded, and it's the way often people chat and visit, and they share special time together. So that's why the recipes are included.
I tell you, and you mentioned the word bonding, and that really drives home a point that I wanted to share. There's no question that the way you all put this together, it can definitely help people with real life family bonding. I would like to ask you two more things just before we wrap up. One, if you could let our listening community know how they can get the book. And then secondly, if we could hear a daughter's perspective on just a word of wisdom regarding the essence of this kind of project, a daughter's perspective and then a mother's perspective of, again, just a final word of wisdom regarding this kind of project. So first, where people can get the book, and then those final words of wisdom.
So the book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, basically anywhere you can order it from your local bookstore, through IndieBound, or just, you know, in person. So, yeah, you shouldn't have any trouble finding it, and I'm always talking about it on my Instagram. I'm at Hallis Bates.
Okay, spell that for everyone.
It's H-A-L-L-I-T-H-B-A-T-E-S.
All righty. I tell you what, and again, the book is entitled What to Do When I'm Gone. All right. So whoever wants to go first, final word of wisdom from the daughter's perspective, from the mother's perspective. Whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Mine would just be that this losing a parent, losing a loved one is something that is going to happen. It's guaranteed from the moment you're born. And as painful as it can be to think about, it's really, really smart to take the time when the person is still there, if possible, to just ask some questions. Just ask some questions. If you're a parent, answer some questions. And you know, don't want to, when it's too late, think, I wish I knew what they would say.
Mm. Okay. One more perspective.
So my overarching thought about what we hope to achieve with this book is that people, really all we have of each other is our perspective, our perception of each other we carry, and the time we spend together. And I think that that love to me is endless. I think that's the message of the book. And we're joined by all these memories, and make the most and make more memories before you go in whatever time you have, because that is the bond between family members. If someone who's grieving deeply but knows the person, loved them dearly, that love carries on. That's my perspective.
Hmm. The book is entitled What to Do When I'm Gone. Hallie Bateman and Susie Hopkins, thank you so much to both of you for sharing such a real world discussion with the rest of us.
Thank Carl, you so much. Carl, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Everyone, stay with me. I'll be right back.